This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The National Weather Service has winter storm warnings in effect along the Front Range through today and tonight. That includes areas around Denver, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo. Some spots north of the Springs could see as much as 2 inches of snow per hour at times today. Much of Interstate 70 across the plains and I-25 south of Pueblo have been closed, and city streets around Denver are snow-covered. More than 200 flights canceled or delayed out of Denver International Airport already today. The state's ski areas are celebrating this early season snow, and that's at CPR.org. Colorado's Health Department is sending reminders to the parents and guardians of youngsters 6 months through 5 years about their annual flu vaccine. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The agency is sending texts and emails to those whose child may be due for a flu shot based on records in the Colorado Immunization Information System. The text will come from the number 45778. Emails will come from a state health department address. This age group includes more than 238,000 Coloradans. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Fort Lewis College will get $7 million in grants to diversify Colorado's teacher workforce and to promote bilingual education. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The first federal grant will allow the Durango College to expand the number of teachers who speak more than one language. That may include building pathways for high school students or assistance for classroom aides to become teachers. It's aimed at reversing the decline in native language speakers. Educators will be trained in revitalizing language learning. The second grant will prepare Indigenous educators and educators of color to serve high-need students in rural, charter, and tribal schools. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Keep track of this latest snowstorm at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.